Hello and thank you for logging on to The Memory Gauge, your new favorite Digimon card game podcast. I'm your host, Connor, and today we are going to be taking a look at the kind of recently released, according to our schedule anyway, where we tend to be a little bit behind, the recently released Beelzemon Advance deck. It's a really interesting product. It's a new kind of product for the Digimon card game that we haven't really seen before, so there's a lot to unpack while talking about it. So I'm really looking forward to jumping into it and really dissecting what this means and all the new cards that come in this product that we get to play with. But first, just a reminder that BT12 is going to be released very soon. The release date for BT12 is coming up. It's going to be in just over a week at the time of this recording, which is, it snuck up so quickly, and I'm very, very excited about the upcoming set. So a friendly reminder to get those pre-orders sorted, to start looking to lock down your product now, because those cards are going to be in our hands before we know it. The pre-release is going to be in just 1 week. The actual release will be in a couple of weeks. So something very exciting to look forward to. Of course, we're going to be doing a box opening stream, but personally, I'm having some trouble locking down some products, so I don't know exactly when that box opening stream is going to be as of yet. Looking at the first weekend in May, though, so if you'd like to pencil that in to your calendars, not lock it in just yet. There will be further information once I've been able to secure some cards, but at the moment, first weekend in May, we're going to be opening a booster box of Across Time BT12 on stream. So be sure to, keep that one in the back of your mind as we move forward. But now we're going to jump into the main topic of the episode. Now for our main topic. We've had starter decks for the game for as long as the game has existed. We had starter decks for the game before we had sets. The first products that were actually released were the Gaia Red, Cocytus Blue, Heaven's Yellow starter decks. And then we got our hands on an actual set. So we've seen a lot of these. We've actually seen, depending on how you count them, whether you count the Japanese release ones or not, at least in English, we're now up to the latest one is ST14, the 14th starter deck product. So they're not a new thing for the game by any stretch of the imagination. We have starter decks. We've seen a lot of them. But the most recently released one that we're going to be talking about today, the Beelzemon Advanced deck, is a whole new kind of way to look at decks and prepackaged decks for the Digimon card game. And you can tell that just by looking at the box. Usually, the boxes will call them starter decks. The Beelzemon deck that has just recently been released is an advanced deck. And that means something a little bit different. The idea behind the advanced deck is that it's meant to be competitive and quite powerful out of the box. The idea is that you can just purchase this deck and then immediately start competing at your locals with other sort of tuned meta decks. So rather than the usual starter deck power level, which is a bit lower, a bit more aimed at beginners, the advanced deck is kind of the next product you might pick up. If you weren't sure that you wanted to shop around for singles or start buying lots of booster packs or anything, you can pick this up, open it, and out of the box, it's going to be able to compete with the other decks at the table. And I've found in my experience playing against it that, yeah, that is true. You don't need to modify this thing, and it can kind of hang with strong decks, which is pretty cool, because not everybody has the time, energy, money to devote to tracking down a bunch of individual cards, putting together a custom deck. That actually takes a lot of time and dedication. And if you just want to kind of casually enjoy the game, you just want to turn up week to week and be able to compete and be able to do well without having to put all of that extra time, energy, money, whatever else into it, this is a really great product for you to pick up. You don't need to do anything else. Take it out of the box and it's going to hang with good, with other good decks. All of the cards in this deck are shiny as well. So it's a really cool kind of collector's item because it's got a bunch of shiny cardboard in there. It's got some reprints of some cards that we've seen before. Not necessarily cards that people were begging to be reprinted, but it helps to kind of bolster your collection, pick up some of those older cards as well. It comes with card sleeves in the box, so you really don't need to buy anything else. Everything you need is going to come in this box, and you can just get straight into enjoying the game, protecting your cards, all that good stuff. And there's also a little bit of a chase card aspect to the advanced deck is the other interesting thing. In some of the advanced decks, you get a special alternate art version of the Beelzemon card. Not in all of them, just in some of them, you get a special alternate art print, which is pretty exciting. Makes opening the product a bit of an exciting moment. Like, am I going to get this special card? Am I going to not? That card obviously is a bit pricey to buy as a single because you need to open up a whole deck in order to get even a chance at pulling this card. So it's a bit, you know, up in the air. But you can still get that card by the card number comes in every single box. So it's not like you're missing out on the card. It's just that there is a special shiny version that you can chase if you're the kind of person who is interested in that sort of thing. Overall, as a concept, I quite like the idea of the advanced deck for the reasons that I've sort of laid out. It occupies a good sort of middle of the road place for people between learning to play the game and investing a bunch of time, money, and energy into the game. And it allows for people to enjoy it pretty casually. So I think that this is a good idea and a good step for Bandai. There was a big sort of promotional thing around the release of this deck as well. We might remember the purple only events that went on sort of around this deck because the deck is purple. So there was kind of a big furor around, oh, purple's getting a bit of a boost. It's getting all these new cards. Whether or not that has actually stood up to the test of time, we're going to take a look at today. So that's the concept of the deck, the advanced deck in general, specifically this deck built around Beelzemon, which is a bit of a fan favorite character, the sort of, dark rival kind of character in Digimon Tamers, one of the darker seasons of the anime. So pretty popular character, not surprised that it's got a whole deck built around it. People love Beelzemon, so they're going to be happy to see a whole bunch of these cards. And purple as well is a very popular color. It gets to do really interesting things. It gets to play around with a lot of things that other colors don't necessarily play with, especially involving the trash. And that's the kind of crux of this deck out of the box. The whole point of it is that it wants to trash cards from your own deck into your own trash and then get value out of doing that. So it has a bunch of cards that have an effect when they're trashed straight from your deck to the trash, which is really cool. You're getting kind of incidental value as you're doing something that you already want to do. You already want to trash cards from your deck because it powers up some of your other cards. Then you're getting a bit of extra value if you happen to hit one of these cards. There's a little bit of variety and excitement, which is nice. It's hard. You can't plan for that. You don't know when these cards are going to come up. It's sort of spur of the moment, a little bit of randomness injected into the game, which I think is really fun. And I think the effects are generally well balanced. So you want to trash your own cards from your deck, stick them into your trash. Sometimes you get value out of that if you get the correct hits. But overall, what you want to do is just get as many cards into your trash as possible. Because once you start hitting certain thresholds, the cards in the Beelzemon deck begin to power up and begin to have extra effects. So that's generally the way that it works. And it plays around with a lot of that good purple stuff. Playing around with your trash, obviously you can still get things out of your trash using the purple effects, which means that it's kind of acting as a hand extension in some cases, which is really interesting. It gives you access to more cards when you need them. Overall, it's doing a lot of cool stuff that people really enjoy. So, and I've played against these cards, I've seen people using these cards, seen people build around these cards by now, and they all seem to be pretty good, but I'll let you be the judge. We're going to go through all of the new cards in this deck one at a time. And we're going to see whether there's anything that we can pull out of here, anything that we can glean from these cards about purple going forward, and just have a bit of discussion about the new cards because it's always fun to talk about new stuff. So going through the deck list, the first thing we have is the level 4. You have four copies of the level 2 Yarmon. The inheritable here reads, When attacking, once per turn, if this Digimon has the Wizard or Demon Lord trait, trash the top two cards of your deck. And I'm not going to bother saying what the color of all these cards are because they are all purple. So just remember, all the cards we're going to talk about today are purple. So Yarmon has this when attacking effect where it trashes the top two cards of your deck, provided that the Digimon above it has the correct traits. The thing about the Beelzemon line, they're pretty much all Wizards and Demon Lords. So this effect in this deck in particular, out of the box, is going to trigger pretty much all the time. You're going to be able to use this to trash a lot of cards from the top of your deck. If you were looking to upgrade this deck, there might be other ways that you could go with other purple level twos potentially. But I think out of the box, this is doing pretty well, to be honest. It's leaning into the cards that you've already got in the deck by taking advantage of the sort of type of cards that you're already likely to be playing. It's giving you access to doing something you already want to be doing, which is trashing cards from the top of your deck. So really just works very well. You could use something like maybe EX2 Yarmon, which gives you a plus 2000 DP boost while there's 10 or more cards in your trash. If you feel like you need the extra DP, there's a few other effects you could be using there as well. But overall, I think this Yarmon is actually a pretty solid level 2 out of the box. Moving on to the level 3s first, we have Impmon. This is a new Impmon. It's a level 3. It costs 3 to play, 0 to digivolve, has 1000 DP. It has when attacking, if you have 20 or more cards in your trash, this Digimon may digivolve into Beelzemon from your trash for a digivolution cost of 3, ignoring its digivolution requirements. And then the inheritable reads, your turn once per turn. When a card is trashed from your deck, delete one of your opponent's level 3 Digimon. This card, fantastic in this deck. Really great late game once you've got this 20 or more cards in your trash set up, because you're just warp digivolving straight into your level 6, your boss monster, for 3, which is really cheap to go from level 3 all the way to level 6. So huge card for the late game. They're really powerful. Doesn't have as much of an effect in the early game. You can digivolve over Impmon into a level 4 and get access to that inheritable, where you're going to be kind of incidentally deleting some of your opponent's level 3s, which can be good if your opponent has some of those level 3s that kind of turn off some of your strategies. Usually they're going to have the memory blocker level 3 is something that's going to turn off a lot of what purple wants to do. Purple wants to gain memory from a lot of incidental Digimon effects, and those memory blockers can kind of turn those off. So this gives you a way to get rid of those annoying pesky level 3s that kind of hang around and have ongoing effects. But overall, the reason that you want this is that warp digivolution factor, because it's just so strong to go straight up into your level 6 out of nowhere. Really solid card. You can see that they've really pitched the power level quite high for this deck, and we'll get a sense of that as we go through the cards. Next is Candlemon, another level 3. 3 to play, 0 to digivolve, has 1000 DP. It has on play, trash the top two cards of your deck, and on deletion, if you have 10 or more cards in your trash, draw 1. No inheritable effect, only main effects, but some reasonably good main effects. If you have to hard drop this, you get to trash the top two cards of your deck. As we know, that's exactly what you want to be doing in this deck, so leans into your strategy quite well there. And that on deletion effect just gets you a little bit more value. You can kind of attack in with the Candlemon, get some chip damage in, and then replace it in your hand, which I think is quite nice. And 10 cards is going to be super easy to do in this deck. You're going to be binning a lot of your own cards, so you will hit that threshold quite quickly. No inheritable does hurt this a little bit. If you want to digivolve over it, it doesn't really have much of an effect. And if you want to digivolve it in raising, it's not really going to do too much for you either. If you're looking to power this deck up even further, I think Candlemon might be one of the cards you look at replacing. But overall, I actually still kind of like it. Not for any particular reason. I just like Candlemon, and I think that this card has some pretty nice little effects there. Moving on, we have Faskomon, another level 3. It costs 3 to play, 0 to digivolve, has 2000 DP. It has blocker, and it has this Digimon can't attack players. So a level 3 with blocker, pretty good, cheap to get out, can be really good for those emergency situations where you really just need to block one of your opponent's attacks. Unfortunately, because it's a level 3 and because it's so weak, there's a lot of incidental removal that's just going to get rid of this thing without caring about the fact that it has blocker and the fact that it can't attack players or at all. Also does hurt it a little bit, gives it a lot less versatility, and then no inheritable means that you can't Digivolve over it as well. Or you can, but it's not going to give you any value. The plus side to this is that purple does have a lot of effects that will play level 3s for free, so it can be quite easy to get this blocker out onto the field. You can do this pretty incidentally as you're doing other effects, but I think if you're playing a level 3 for free in this deck, you probably want the Warp Digivolution Impmon, not so much the Phascomon. So I'm not as sold on Phascomon as a card. I am sold on its Digivolution, though. The level 4, moving on to the level 4s, the first one is Porcupamon. This one Digivolves straight off of Phascomon. 4 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 4,000 DP, also has blocker, and it has on play, trash the top 2 cards of your deck, and it can attack opposing players. So, much more flexible than your Phascomon, only costs 1 more to put into play, has 2,000 more DP, and it has an on play effect, trash the top 2 cards of your deck, which we know in this set, in this deck, is going to be really, really good. Getting those cards into the bin, another way to get those cards into the bin. And we're playing purple. Getting a level 4 into play is one of the things that purple's pretty good at from trash. So you should be able to get Porcupamon into play for free a lot of the time as well, I think, with certain effects. So I like Porcupamon a bit better than Phascomon. I just think it's a little bit more flexible, a little bit more powerful for not much more memory investment. Digivolving, obviously, a bit harder. You can't just Digivolve this in Raising for nothing like you would a level 3. But overall, I think Porcupamon, way better than Phascomon. If you're going to keep one of the blockers here, keep Porcupamon over Phascomon. The next level 4 we have is Witchmon. 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 5,000 DP. Its main effect is when Digivolving, trash the top 3 cards of your deck. And the inheritable says your turn. While this Digimon has the Wizard or Demon Lord trait, it gets plus 2,000 DP. So just pretty solid Digivolve over this over your level 3, and you trash the top 3 cards of your deck. That's pretty much a third of the way towards that 10-card threshold, getting you a lot of the way towards that 20-card threshold. And, of course, in this deck, as we said, we have effects that trigger when the card is trashed from the top of your deck, so Witchmon is a great way to have a pretty good chance at triggering one of those effects when you need one of them. Trashing 3 cards gives you a pretty, like, that's a fair chunk of your deck. You're going to have a pretty good shot at triggering at least one of those effects when you Digivolve into this. I also like that inheritable. It's just a straight 2,000 DP boost. An extra 2,000 DP, pretty powerful as we've seen. So, not unhappy to see that boost. Overall, Witchmon, I think, solid role player, does a lot of work in the deck. On to the level 5s, and we have Balmon. 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 7,000 DP. Has when Digivolving, trash the top 3 cards of your deck. Also, when Digivolving, this Digimon gains on deletion. If you have 10 or more cards in your trash, you may play 1 Beelzemon from your trash without paying the cost until the end of your opponent's turn. And then the inheritable, your turn, while this Digimon has the Wizard or Demon Lord trait, it gains plus 2,000 DP, just like Witchmon. So, this is Witchmon, just a bit more because you're going the next level up. You get that trash the top 3 cards of your deck thing. If you've gone up through your line from Witchmon to Balmon, you're now 6 cards deep into your trash already, almost hitting that 10 card threshold that this Digimon has. On the turn that you Digivolve into this, if you have those 10 or more cards already in your trash, or even when you Digivolve into it, if you only have 7, because remember, this puts another 3 in there, you get that on deletion effect, which is so powerful, so dangerous for your opponent, can possibly put a level 6 into play for you for free. Now, the level 6s in this deck, or the Beelzemon, doesn't really have an on-play effect, but still just the threat of getting one out for free is going to make your opponent pause. It's going to make them not want to delete this or get rid of it. In which case, you just Digivolve into that Beelzemon from your hand next turn anyway. So really puts your opponent into a really tough situation where they're weighing up, is it better to let you Digivolve into it, or do I destroy it now, even though you still get the level 6, you get some value out of it. Really puts them into a tough spot where either way they're facing down the barrel of a Beelzemon next turn, more or less. So, really good card, I think. Does solid work at level 5. Plus, that extra 2,000 DP is just, wow, love that boost. Really powerful. Moving on to the namesake card of the deck. So, obviously, this is going to be solid. Beelzemon. The whole deck's built around this. Level 6, 12 to play, 4 to Digivolve, 12,000 DP. It has, when Digivolving, trash the top 4 cards of your deck. All turns, once per turn. When a card is trashed from your deck, gain 1 memory for every 10 cards in your trash. And then your turn, once per turn, when a card is trashed from your deck, this Digimon gains security attack plus 1. So this is just doing a lot of work. It's getting a lot of cards from the top of your deck into your trash. It's potentially gaining you memory, so very likely you're going to Digivolve into this and it's only going to cost 3 because there's every chance you'll hit that 10-card threshold. What I like about the line here is that if you go from Witchmon, Balmon, Beelzemon, Digivolving into all of them out in the main area and getting those effects, getting into Beelzemon lets you hit that 10-card threshold, so you gain that memory back. And then, if you keep Beelzemon around, you're going to keep gaining memory on subsequent turns, which is really powerful. And then, that security attack plus 1. I think pretty much every turn, you're going to have the opportunity to give Beelzemon that extra security attack. Couple in the fact that with the Witchmon and the Balmon, this might have 14,000, 16,000 DP even. This is a really big hitter. It helps you trigger your effects, trashing cards from the top of your deck. Just really obvious why this is sort of the card that this deck has been built around. It's just a solid level 6 that's going to hit hard, and it helps you to extend your plays, and it does exactly what the deck wants to do. Just all around fits in really nicely. The other level 6 that you have in this deck is Beelstarmon. We've got a new Beelstarmon. 13 to play, 3 to Digivolve, 11,000 DP. It has, when you would play this card from your hand, reduce the play cost by 4 for every 10 cards in your trash. All turns, once per turn, when a card is trashed from your deck, you may play 1 Impmon from your trash without paying the cost. The Digimon played by this effect gains Rush for the turn. Opponent's turn, when an opponent's Digimon attacks, trash the top card of your deck. Beelstarmon also doing really solid work. That 10 cards is a really easy threshold to hit, so this will possibly cost just 9 from your hand really, really quickly. Get another 10 cards into trash, get up to 20. Again, not very hard. Pretty much all of your cards trash cards from your deck, so you're going to be trashing a lot of them. Could cost just 5 memory to put this level 6 into play, which has 2 relevant effects. And I've played against this deck. There is every chance that it is very easy in the late game for your opponent to start dropping Beelstarmon for just 1 memory. They hit that 30 card threshold, or you hit that 30 card threshold, it costs you just 1 memory to put Beelstarmon into play. And then it has that all turns effect. When a card's trashed from your deck, put an Impmon into play, and it's got Rush. A rushing level 3 is good in any case. That could really help you close out a game, get that extra attack that you need in the way that, like, you might otherwise have to use a hybrid or something for. This happens just for free when you trash a card from your deck, and you have Inheritables, the Yarmon, that just do that when you attack. So you can definitely get this Impmon into play for free. It's going to be a rushing attacker that's already really strong. Don't forget that Impmon in this set, in this deck, can warp Digivolve then into Beelzemon. So you can get a rushing Beelzemon into play really quite easy with this Beelstarmon. It's crazy powerful. And then that opponent's turn also is just making it so much harder for your opponent, because every time they attack, there's a chance you're triggering an effect. You're powering up your own effects because you're getting extra cards into your trash from the top of your deck. It just makes it so hard for your opponent. They really are going to want to get rid of this Beelstarmon really very quickly, because your opponent could be helping you get that Impmon into play. That's an all turns effect. So it happens on your opponent's turn. When they attack you, you can play that Impmon. It's just, yeah, Beelstarmon is nuts. Like, this is a really good card in this deck. I can't overstate that. So, great to see it. really boosts the power of the deck, really helps it compete and hang with those other tuned sort of meta decks. And then the last new Digimon in this deck is Beelzemon Blast Mode, level 7. So a new purple level 7. 14 to play, 4 to Digivolve, 14,000 DP. It has, when this card is trashed from your deck, delete one of your opponent's level 3 or lower Digimon for every 10 cards in your trash. Increase the highest level this effect can choose by 1. Very easy for this to be hitting level 4s. Even level 5s is not going to be too hard. And there's definitely a world in the very late game where this could be hitting level 6s just for free, just because this got trashed from your deck. So really powerful removal effect. And then when Digivolving, unsuspend this Digimon. If you have 20 or more cards in your trash, gain 3 memory. So you know how Blitz Omnimon is good? 4 memory, unsuspend, attack again. Beelzemon's that in purple, but for 1. More or less all the time, because hitting that 20 card threshold in this deck, super easy. Unsuspend your Digimon, attack for just 1 memory. That's incredible. That's so powerful. This Beelzemon Blast Mode, really, really good card. Good closer, right? Not a lot of effects inherent to itself. It has that deletion effect, and it has that unsuspend and attack with the memory gain. So, not a build around card by itself, but just a fantastic closer for this particular deck. And I think that of all the cards that we've spoken about so far, Beelzemon Blast Mode is the one that I can see being played in other decks as well, because it's just such a generically kind of useful effect, especially in purple. If you have 20 or more cards in your trash, this is a level 7 that you can Digivolve into for 1. It unsuspends, it attacks. That's going to be useful in so many different decks. So of all the cards, I think this is the one that we might see getting spread around. You might see this popping up in other decks. That's my gut feeling. I don't know if that will pan out, but that's sort of what I'm seeing with this card. So that's all the Digimon. We also have a new option card and a new tamer. The new option card, Rivals Barrage, 7 to play, has a lot of effects, so bear with me. It has, when this card is trashed from your deck, you may place it in your battle area. Because it has a delay effect. Delay. So trash it on the next turn or later. You can't trash it on the turn it comes in, you got to do it later. Return one purple Digimon or Tamer card from your trash to your hand. And then it's just main effect, so if you just play it from your hand, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with the highest level. And that's the same as the security effect. Security, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with the highest level. So this card's a little bit complicated, it has a lot of effects, and it doesn't work in exactly the way that you might think, so bear with me. When you play Rivals Barrage from your hand, or if it triggers from your security, cost 7, delete one of your opponent's Digimon with the highest level, but it doesn't then go into the battle area. It doesn't have that battle area effect when you play it from your hand or from security, unlike most other delay cards. Most other delay cards, you play them, get an immediate effect, and then it goes into your battle area. Not so Rivals Barrage. You can either play it from hand or security, in which case it's a removal effect, or you hope to trash it from your deck, in which case it goes into the battle area, and it is a regeneration effect. You get a card back to your hand. So very flexible card. It does a lot. The downside is that it can be hard to purposefully trigger that putting it into the battle area kind of effect, because you don't know when it's going to come up from your deck. And if it hits your hand, it's just kind of, this card is in my hand. I wanted it in the battle area. There's no way I can put it there. But you're trashing so many cards from the top of your deck. If you have sort of 4 of these in there, the chances that you're going to get at least 1 pretty high, and then you're just returning purple Digimon cards, you're getting tamers back from your trash if you accidentally trash your tamer that you need. Overall, really solid card. Also, if you're looking to build around this deck or do something different with this deck or with the cards in this deck, the fact that it costs 7 works with the other Beelstarmon, with the 3 Musketeers Beelstarmon. So a little bit flexible there as well. So just felt I had to make a specific note of how this card works, because when I first played against this card, I didn't know how it worked. I hadn't read it yet, so I was a little bit confused. It was hard to play around, so I just wanted to make it clear how the effects work there and say that with all of that, it's still a very solid card, even with the limitations. It's really good, so definitely a solid card. And then the new Tamer, Eye and Mako, 3 to play. has on play, reveal the top four cards of your deck, add one Digimon card with the evil, wizard, or demon lord trait among them to your hand, place the rest at the bottom of your deck in any order. And then your turn, when one of your Digimon digivolves into a purple Digimon, by suspending this tamer, return one card from your hand on top of your deck and gain one memory. So Iron Mako, pretty good tamer for this deck because it's a search effect. All of your Digimon pretty much are evil, wizard, or demon lord. So this just says, add a Digimon from your top four cards to your hand, which is a solid search effect for three memory. And then also that your turn effect is going to help you extend your plays a lot, getting that one memory when you Digivolve into a purple Digimon, any purple Digimon from all the levels up. So a lot of options here to extend your plays by gaining that one memory. Also interesting, this is a way to make sure that you're triggering your Rival's Barrage from the top of your deck. This is a way to make sure that the card you need is on top of your deck in order to then be trashed in order to gain an effect. Iron Mako letting you stack the top of your deck there so that you're trashing the right card at the right time, getting the effect that you want. Removing a little bit of that variance, making it a little bit more consistent. I really like this tamer. I like what it does for the strategy. I think it's a lot of fun and it leads to some interesting strategizing. Deciding which card to put on top of your deck at which time. Really fun card. Really good with what the deck is trying to do. So those are all the new cards that we get in the Beelzemon Advanced deck. Some really, really cool stuff. But as I said, there's also some reprints. We're also getting some reprints of some cards that we've seen before. Or in the case of one of these cards that I don't think we've seen before. Or I don't remember where it came from. It's a little bit of a tricky one. So we're going to go through the reprints now. The cards you'll also get in this deck if you pick it up. Impmon BT2068. This is a level 3, 3 to play, 0 to Digivolve, 1000 DP. No inheritable effect, it just says on deletion, trash the top 3 cards of your deck. It's just, this Impmon is just a really good little level 3 to drop early in the game, get some chip damage in, and then you trash cards from the top of your deck and start building up your trash, aiming for that 10, that 20 card threshold. Just a solid little card. The fact that it's an Impmon means it works with a lot of your different effects. You can bring it back with Beelstarmon. You can do some cool stuff. Just a really solid purple card for this kind of strategy. Fills out your level 3 slots. Really nice. The next card is the card I'm not sure where it's come from because it's a promo and I don't have a very good sense of where all the promos are available from. But Wizardmon, promo 77. Level 4, 5 to play, 2 to Digivolve, 5000 DP. It has when this card is trashed from your deck, gain 1 memory. It has the inheritable effect. When attacking, you may reveal 1 purple card from your hand and place it on top of your deck. So this is another way to kind of stack your deck so that you're trashing the correct cards from the top of your deck. The fact that it's when attacking means that you can couple this with, say, your Yarmon, which is going to trash cards from the top of your deck, and immediately trigger the effect that you want. When attacking, have this and your Yarmon inheritable effects going. You stack your triggers. Trigger Wizardmon first. Reveal Rival's Barrage. Put it on top of your deck. Then Yarmon effect triggers. Trashes the top two cards. Oh look, I trash Rival's Barrage. Here it comes into play to be used later to bring something back. Again, solid card for the deck. Really playing into all the themes, all the mechanics that you're trying to play with and just boosting them up. Also, that extra memory if you trash this card from the top of your deck. Really nice in a pinch. Level 5 Skull Sadamon. This is BT8 Skull Sadamon from the set. Not the starter deck one. This is the one that came in BT8. 7 to play, 3 to Digivolve, has 7000 DP. It has when Digivolving, trash the top 2 cards of your deck, then return one card with the Demon Lord trait from your trash to your hand. What does Beelzemon have? Demon Lord trait. So that's what you're doing there. And then the inheritable effect reads, your turn once per turn, when a card is trashed from your deck, gain 1 memory. Again, just playing into stuff that you're already trying to do. I'm not the biggest fan of Skull Sadamon in this deck. I think there's better cards you could have there, but you can see why it's in here. It kind of plays into all the stuff you're already doing, works with the cards you're already using. So it's not like if you leave it in, it's not going to be terrible. I just think if there's a card you're looking to replace, this is probably one of the ones you want to maybe swap out for something else. And then finally, Death Slinger, 4-cost option from EX2, had... when this card is trashed from your deck, gain 1 memory. So again, when you're trashing cards from your deck, you're going to be getting some kind of effect. There's so many cards in here that trigger when trashed from your deck. So you will get some kind of effect almost every time. It'll be not very often that you won't get some kind of effect when you do that. Main effect, delete one of your opponent's level 4 or lower Digimon. For every 10 cards in your trash, add 1 to the maximum level of the Digimon you can choose with this effect. So not very hard for this to be full memory, delete a level 6. It's going to be happening most of the time. This is just going to be a really efficient removal option in this deck. So really nice. Just another card that kind of extends your plays with the memory gain effect, or just really easy and cheaply deletes an opponent's card. I like it. Plus, it's got Beelzemon on the art, so it's thematic as well. And that's all of the cards in the new Beelzemon Advance deck. I think it seems like a lot of fun. It's not necessarily the way that I like to play the game, but the people I know who are big purple fans have really been enjoying this new deck. It does some really cool stuff. You use the effects in it to just repeatedly trash your own cards from the top of your deck. That's really what you're doing. You're just bin, bin, bin. You get a lot of memory that way. You remove your opponent's Digimon that way because of all these kind of effects that trigger as you do this. You hit that 10-card, 20-card threshold, and then all of a sudden all of your effects are turned on. You're warp Digivolving your Impmon. You're playing Beelstarmon for one memory. All this good stuff is happening just by trashing cards from your deck. It's self-mill, essentially, is what it is. Mill meaning to trash a card from the top of your deck straight into your trash. And that's a strategy that people really like. So I'm not surprised that this deck has been very popular and that it's been seeing a lot of play at my locals. If there's a downside to this, I would say it's as someone playing against it. It can feel like there's not much to do playing against this. It kind of feels like it plays its own game, really, because it just trashes cards from the top of its own deck. Often that's happening on play. There's not a lot of interaction to happen there. So as a person playing against it, sometimes it doesn't feel very good if you're kind of not getting those opportunities, if you're not identifying those opportunities where you can kind of interact, where you can start to interfere with what's going on. So hopefully in the future, I would like to see a little bit maybe more effects that affect your opponent's trash, put cards from your opponent's trash maybe back into their deck, just to begin to be able to play back against this kind of strategy, which otherwise doesn't have much that you can do against it, is the big downside. Obviously, if you're the person intending to play this deck, that is not a huge downside. It's very hard to play against. It's going to be very powerful straight out of the box. You don't have to do anything to it. And you're going to be able to play this at your locals and do reasonably well. And then, of course, if you really like it and you want to go further, there's all kinds of other cards that you can slot in. You can make this really powerful. You can boost it up as well. So that's our little review for today. You've heard enough from me by now. Now I would like to hear from you, our listener question of the week. What do you think of this new Beelzemon deck? And would you like to see more advanced decks like this in the future? More product like this? Is this something that you would like to see more of? If you have an answer to our listener question, or if you have any questions, feedback, comments, or concerns, you can email me, memorygaugepodcast@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group, Memory Gauge Podcast. You can tweet at me at ConnorEFMG, or you can join our Discord server. Links to all of that will be in the show notes of this episode, and I'm always happy to hear from you, listeners. Make sure you're following this podcast on your podcast service of choice so you can stay up to date when new episodes drop, and if your podcast service of choice allows you to do so, please consider rating and reviewing the show. It really helps new people to find us and helps to bolster us up. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Memory Gauge, logging out.